Josh, that, I mean, really from the start of the game, I've never felt like you guys got comfortable on offense. Can you kind of talk about some of the problems?
Yeah, I mean, I think they had a good plan, a good pressure plan. They made more plays than we did, and, you know, it was evident right away. They had more urgency than we did, and that's something we'll correct. Not everything was bad in this game. I don't want us to come away from this saying, you know, we're the worst, and lot to learn from. I'm glad this happened early in the season so we can correct things.
Just your perspective, what happened on the fake play, and were you all ready to
compromise
after that? Obviously.
Yeah, you know, coach called a shot, and you know, the guy made a good play. That's as simple as it is. He dove inside. I tried to stay out, and I was just trying to get rid of the ball, and the guy made a good play, and that's what it comes down to.
Did you have any impact on your – I think it looked like you looked at your shoulder afterwards. Was there any impact on that?
No, it was more just my low back hitting the ground than anything, so we're good.
What kind of challenges did they present, some edge blitzes and for your line and also communication-wise?
Yeah, make no mistake. That's a good team that we just played. You know, and when they're playing that well, especially on the offense side of the ball, you know, we as an offense have to figure it out, and we have to find a way to match scores. And, again, we just didn't do a good enough job tonight. You know, it starts with me, and it takes everybody in this building to keep winning and continue winning games. And, you know, like I said, a lot to learn from, and we'll watch this tape, learn from it, flesh it, and look to the next.
Josh, how much of a kick in the gut was it for Derrick Henry playing their first play and put you in the hole immediately? Just how much of a gut punch was that to get that advantage?
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, we're going to hit adversity throughout games, throughout the season. You know, we got to find a way to answer, and we just didn't do that tonight.
What did you learn about the team tonight? Your team?
Again, I think the no blink mentality, down 21-3 at halftime, get the ball, score a touchdown, you know, had an opportunity to make it 21-17, and we turned the ball over. So, again, we were down and out early on, and we kind of stopped the bleeding. And, again, we could have done more to really put a Band-Aid over it, and we just let it slip away. So, you know, those plays are really big in the grand scheme of things, and they altered the game. But make no mistake about it, they came out, like I said, with urgency, and, you know, they whipped our butt.
You mentioned their defensive game plan. Was there anything that surprised you about it, or was it just execution on their end?
Oh, I mean, I think, you know, it was execution on them. They had a good game. Those guys get on the other side, get paid too. So they made, like I said, more plays than us, and we'll learn from it, and we'll be better from this one.
The 52-yard play to Shakir, what happened on that, being able to accept the play after that?
Yeah, again, they brought a little bit of pressure. We had a max protect on, and they dropped a few guys into zone underneath where I wanted to go, and just tried to extend and make a play, and Cleo did a good job of scramble drill there.
So many new guys on this team, not a lot of the same guys. So you fast, how do you ensure that there's not an avalanche, that you guys don't ride the roller coaster after a tough game?
Because, again, I think the guys that make up this locker room understand who we are, what we are. Bless you. And we're not going to let this, again, avalanche. The guys that we have in this building are smart. The guys that have played a lot of football in their careers, so they understand the ebbs and flows of an NFL season. And, you know, this is going to happen time to time. You know, sometimes you walk into a building and they were a buzzsaw tonight. They kicked our butt. You know, that's what it comes down to.
Josh, Keon had one in the first half that he probably want back, but he did make a couple of nice contested catches in the second half. Did you say anything to him after that one in the first half? And how good was it to see him make a couple of plays there in the second?
Yeah, it was really, really good to see him make some plays, especially after that first one. You know, you don't really, especially now in this league, you don't need to say anything to guys, right? Like, if you do, I think you got some problems. Everybody's trying to do their best. Everybody wants to win. And sometimes, again, plays are going to happen like that. And we're not going to hang our hat on it. We're not going to make us not go to him anymore. You know, it's not the last time it's going to happen either. I mean, we're going to have to find ways to put plays like that aside and keep moving forward. And we just didn't do that tonight.
Did you see from their rush play that they were either able to keep you in the pocket, or when the times you were able to get out, they kind of rallied to the ball pretty quickly?
I mean, I think, again, the communication that we have – with me and the O-line. Could have been better tonight. That's something, again, we'll look at and we'll clean up. But they did, again, they had a solid plan. They kind of understood what we were trying to do, and we got to make adjustments in game.
Dalton Kincaid has yet to surpass 50 yards in a game this season. Do you think you need to get him going a little bit more to help this offense?
You know, it's not just one certain player we're trying to get going. I'd love to get everybody over 50, over 100 yards every game. You know, and we just got to understand what defenses are trying to do, who they're trying to take away, and you know, make the right reads and throw it to the right guys. Hey, guys.
Thank you. So Kevin should get Keon Coleman. Okay. And then he should get 31.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
So I'm going to go up.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome.
Good.
I'm not sure. But do you know who else was there?
Thank you. All right. I'll give credit where credit's due. Baltimore Ravens came out and they beat us. They outplayed us. They outcoached us. We've got to identify the problems and get them fixed. Winning the line of scrimmage was a challenge for us tonight consistently. And if you don't win the line of scrimmage, and that's a whole team thing, not just the O-line, D-line, but overall, we've got to do a better job up front, O-line and D-line, and then collectively as a team winning the line of scrimmage. So I thought Josh was moving off the spot quite a bit tonight, made some great plays doing that, but then it's just not the healthiest way to live back there. So, like I said, we'll make the adjustments we need to make. We got to make them quickly, and we move on from there. So I'll take your questions.
Sean, first drive, you converted fourth and two at the 50. You decided to punt. What went into that decision, especially considering the last couple of games in similar situations you had a lot of success?
Yeah, field position at that point. So we went for the fourth, and it was actually less than one. I know it was probably one on the scoreboard, but less than one felt like we had a pretty good chance inside of a yard there. With Josh, and then the other one was fourth and two, and just shy of the 50 on our side a little bit there. So felt like, just the feel of the game at that point, it was too early to take that chance right there. But I'll look back at that and evaluate like I do everything.
Along those same lines, fourth and one later in the first half, your side of the field. Also, at that point, though, your defense had been having a tough time getting stops. Why decide to punt it away?
Again, it was that was a full yard in that situation. Again, not giving away strategy and play type and everything. So it just felt like, again, we're looking at in those situations early in the game, at least, was inside that yard right there, and that's what we had, and that's why we went for it.
Felt like you guys were building momentum in the second half offensively. Call that trick play after the touchdown on first down. Can you take me through that, the decision to make a call there?
Yeah, I think that's something Joe and I will talk about and something we'll learn from there and we'll move forward off of it. But certainly a momentum change right there.
Sean, 87-yard touchdown for them to start the game. From your view, could you see, was it a schemed up well call, or did you guys miss something there?
Well, I mean, a little bit of both. I mean, schemed up well, yes, because they executed and we really didn't even touch the running back. And, they ran what we call a wham against our three technique there. And we've got to be in better position. And I know we've done that before. So that's something, one of the things right away we'll learn from.
Sean, you got a chance in the fourth quarter, first play, to make it a two-possession game with Tyler. He's wide left, not particularly close. You've been steadfast in your confidence in him all along here, but when you need a kick and he doesn't come through, at what point does that confidence begin to waver?
Well, we are confident in Tyler. He made a good kick earlier in the game. Does he need to make that kick? Absolutely. And he'll continue to work on those. So we've got a lot of areas to improve on, that being one of them. And like I said, we fly back. We're starting to work on them right away.
What did they do defensively to put so much pressure on Josh?
Well, I think it was a combination of four-man rush and then some pressure, some blitzing as well. Seemed like we were getting we could not get into a rhythm enough offensively. And then in particular in the high red, some of the fringe area, they were either pressuring or getting pressure with their four. And some of the drives that we did have, in fact, were stalling out there.
Keon had one in the first half, looked like maybe went through his hands that he probably wants back, but he did make a couple of tough contested catches in the second half. What did you take away from his game?
Yeah, he's learning. He's learning, and he's new to the NFL, new to how physical the game is out on the perimeter. The Ravens corners play physical, and they friction, and they make it tough. They're sticky out there, and I thought he made some real good contested catches in the second half for sure.
John, the trick play that Joe calls out of the box like that, is that something that gets discussed prior to where, hey, this drive, I might go with this play as opposed to just calling straight offensive normal plays?
Most of the time, not most of the time. It's during the week we talk about it. So again, that's something that Joe and I will discuss at length, and I'm sure he wants that call back. I do as well, and we'll learn from that and move forward.
What went into the decision to go with three linebackers, kind of the second quarterback?
Well, personnel. When they were in a certain personnel group, we played more of a bigger lineup than being in nickel.
They worked the screen game quite often tonight. How did you feel your linebackers fared in defending against those plays?
Yeah, I mean, overall, I don't want to single out a certain position, but overall as a defense, when you're talking about draws, screens, those types of things, we got to do a better job of feeling the game and the indicators and the keys. I didn't think we did a good enough job overall as a defense in that regard.
Sean, what happened there with Connor when it seems like he was clear to come back in and then they pulled him back out? What was kind of the dialogue with that?
Yeah, so, you know, obviously with the injury, he was spotted from above and was pulled out. And then it was our understanding that he was cleared, which to my knowledge was the case. I'm not sure exactly what went on. There was a disconnect between above and then all, what was going on the field in that situation. So that's why we were a little bit at a loss at that point. So that's my understanding at this point.
Sean, any game you lose, you got to come back from. This is a rare thing. You guys don't usually lose. It's been 3 years since you lost by more than a touchdown. Is it different? Do you approach it differently because of the way this game went than just if you lost a close game?
Not necessarily. I think it's important early in the year that we're consistent in our approach, that I'm consistent for the guys in that locker room and the staff. That said, there's enough. That's going to take me. It's an hour plane ride home. I wish it was a 5-hour plane ride because I'd have enough time to find all the things that we need to work on. So it just wasn't up to our standard tonight. And I say that in the way of we have to do things better fundamentally, execution wise, and it's not just one position. We as a collective, as a team, have to fundamentally do a better job and physically do a better job.
Sean Henry ended up with almost 200 rushing yards. What made him specifically so hard for you guys to stop tonight?
Well, when you give up the first run, you know, he's running downhill the rest of the night, basically. And so, point of attack defense, gap integrity. He's a good running back and a heck of a player, future Hall of Famer. Give him his credit. Adjustments. We've got to find the problems from today, from tonight, and make them quick here. All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, that's my